name is Jay Wagoner. I'm the pastor of Fellowship Baptist Church in Willow Spring, North Carolina. Been in the pastoral ministry for right around 40 years, give or take. And I want to spend some time over the next few weeks on video talking about preaching. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, the beginning of the verse, we read there that Paul says to Timothy, preach the word. It's not such an easy proposition. Preaching the word may seem like, well, all you got to do is tell people what it says. Well, in essence, that is true. But to preach well, to elucidate the meaning of the text and apply it in a way that people will understand it is a huge task. There have been, obviously, many, many men called to preach God's word over the years, and yet many of them, if not the majority, never had the opportunity that I have had to attend seminary and to learn the art of expository preaching. And that's what this is all about, expository preaching. Although the term is used to refer to various methods, we will eventually define it and talk about it and get into the nuts and bolts of how to do it. And that's my purpose. But again, I am keenly aware that a lot of people do not have or have not had the opportunity that I had to learn the art before I ever started to pastor. And in addition, in today's world, so many men taking their theological education online. That is fine, and there's a lot of advantages to that. But preaching is not something that you can learn entirely by studying a book or writing a paper or even listening to a lecture. Preaching is something that you have to do. You have to actually, you know, get in there and preach. And we learn by that process. And especially under the tutelage of somebody else who's discipling us, that can listen to us and can critique us and help us to do better. So for those who otherwise, through education online, you may or may not have had a pastor or someone else to help you with this matter of preaching hands-on. So I hope that this series of videos will be of help in that regard as well. Some of you, perhaps, are already expositors. It's just something maybe you picked up along the way or noticed and you want to listen. I just pray it'll be a review, an encouragement, maybe to you along the way as well. Those who are in need of some basics in regard to expository preaching, my prayer is that this series of videos will be a help and an encouragement to you. But please understand from the very beginning, I'm not the last word on expository preaching. I wouldn't even be considered an expert in the educational field. There's plenty of people that are out there in various seminaries and schools that are highly trained, very, very scholarly individuals, a lot of teaching experience that do a great job. And I'm not trying to replace them. I'm not trying to do anything other than just, you know, encourage some folks that I think might watch this. I have had the opportunity as a pastor to disciple some men over the years in this matter of expository preaching, and I set out to just develop some notes for them to have in written form as they move on and get involved in their own ministries. And I was encouraged by one of those men to make these videos primarily for just young preachers who wanted to access the information. But I am far from the last word on expository preaching. Although I have mentored some men and been involved in that process ever since I've been pastoring. I want to just provide some help and some motivation with these videos. As I've said, I've been in the pastoral ministry for about 40 years, and during that whole time, I've disciplined myself to preach expository messages. Not the only type of message you can preach, but I think they are the ones that are, those expository messages are the backbone. And that should be your emphasis. Yes, maybe occasionally you need to approach something from a topical basis. But I've disciplined myself to stick with expository preaching. The temptation is, when you get out of school, is go your own way, do your own thing, and kind of forget and leave behind some of those early principles. And I want to emphasize that even though this is not an academic text or a lecture from someone who is a seminary professor or anything like that, I do want you to understand that I have preached expository messages for, like I say, 40 years. And I have tried to apply the principles over and over and over again. Yes, you refine them, you grow in your ability, and you learn along the way. The principles don't change. So, in the end, it is simply my intention here. As we get into this matter of how do you preach an expository sermon, it is my intention to just inspire you to learn the principles and to stick with them and to apply the discipline. In the end, the thing that's really important is to preach in a way that unleashes the power of God's Word. And that's what I believe expository preaching does. So with these introductory remarks made, I hope you'll tune back in for session number 2.